A new law in California sets strict emission standards on carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases for new passenger cars and light trucks beginning in 2009. It's the first time any state has tried to reduce so-called greenhouse gases produced by cars. The new law is opposed by most of the automotive industry, but there are automotive technologies in developmental stages that could help the industry comply with new regulations, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Right now, the only way to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from automobiles is to increase their gasoline efficiency, or to take them off gasoline altogether. The most promising replacement for gasoline is hydrogen, which would be used in fuel cells, but that technology is still far down the road. But an intermediate alternative technology is already on the road, the hybrid car that runs on gasoline and is given a boost by electricity generated by the gasoline engine. Hybrids can achieve 25 to 50% greater efficiency than conventional cars. Only two companies have hybrid models on the market right now, Toyota and Honda. Their first models were very small and had futuristic designs that turned many buyers off. But now, Honda has come out with a hybrid version of its popular Civic sedan. People in California are already buying them, especially in environmentally conscious areas like Marin County. Keith Ray manages the Honda dealership in Corte Madera.
We have a tremendous curiosity about the car, and we are selling all of the cars that we do get.
Supply is limited because Honda is only producing 2,000 units this year.
One of the major reasons people buy it is to make a statement. It's a philosophy. They are buying it because they are very conscientious about the environment and global warming issues.
Well, not everyone is making an environmental statement with a hybrid. Nancy and Peter Cornwell are sitting in a hybrid Civic for a test ride.
So do the environmental characteristics of it have anything to do with it? I mean, the greenhouse gases and emissions?
No, not for me.
For me it does.
For you, it does.
For me, it does.
Nancy's a liberal.
Peter is not, but he says the fuel economy is what draws him. Honda rates the hybrid Civic at 51 miles per gallon on the highway and 46 in town. But right now, Chubba Cheddar, the editor of Car and Driver magazine, says the fuel economy argument for hybrids just doesn't pencil out.
You basically pay about $3,500 more for the hybrid Civic than you do for a non-hybrid Civic, and that's an increment that you will basically never make up in fuel savings. So if you buy that car, you have to do it because you have a heart of green, not because you're just trying to save some money.
Of course, that could change if the cost of gasoline shot up dramatically. And for some buyers, it's not just the environmental issue that drives them. American dependence on foreign oil in these volatile times is also a factor for Nancy Kettle in Mill Valley.
It isn't a matter of saving the money, it's saving the gas. I mean, that's what's important. Using less fuel. I mean, that's what the U.S. doesn't do, and I think it's high time it did.
So do you like this car?
Yes, it's totally wonderful.
Chris Hovis is another happy hybrid driver. Her husband didn't like the early Honda or the Toyota, but when the Civic came out, they made the plunge.
We put red leather interior in our in our Civic Hybrid, and it has a sunroof. And so I feel like I'm zipping around in something pretty snazzy, and I'm still able to get 50 miles to the gallon.
The Hovises didn't feel like waiting for either the state or the federal government to take action on greenhouse gases. Chris says she discovered that U.S. production of carbon dioxide had increased by 11% since 1990.
You know, if we wait for the government to make policies that are going to lead the public, it's not going to work. But as a consuming society, it makes sense that we make individual choices that benefit policies that we believe in.
It's not clear that the new California legislation will survive court battles expected from the car industry, but Chubba Cheddar says the hybrid may play a more important role in the future if the California bill remains intact.
Certainly, it might provide more of an incentive for manufacturers to introduce hybrid models, but it does pose a problem because currently, of the three hybrids on the market, it is widely believed that they are being sold at a loss by those manufacturers. And if the manufacturers are to sell the hybrids not at a loss, the price increment will probably be even bigger, and of course that will not make them popular.
Cheddar says that even with a greater volume of production, the hybrid is likely to remain more expensive. Tax incentives can help close that gap. Right now, there's a $2,000 federal tax credit for a hybrid purchase. And Detroit itself is planning two new hybrid models for the near future. Ford's smallest SUV, the Escape, will be available in a hybrid next year. And GM's Silverado pickup will also have a hybrid version. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.